the story, POL and all that. I mean, now I'm looking at Spirited Away, second time, that was a long time ago before. And I mean, it's so, so beautifully made. The animation, everything, and the story is just incredible. So, in any case, I'm just now playing with the thought, which I have been playing with for a while, because I like to play with different thoughts, of making this whole POL story into an animation, 2D animation, or whatever that means today. But a bit Miyazaki style, let's say, or better. So, but artistically beautiful. Okay. Now, I'm taking Miyazaki here as a comparison or example. For instance, here you have this little girl. He often has little girls as the protagonists. But let's say, you know, we have Pio when he's a small boy, and yeah, we can fit that right into this environment. This small, a boy who is like 7, 10, 12, and he's up there, and he grows up to a teenager, and girls, and jobs, and trying to figure out life and the world and all of that, right? And then stepping into that temple, now he's in his early 20s. So we can fit, I can think of a character for each one of those that can follow him or whatever. Yeah, let's say so. Through his life, or we can make different episodes. I like to think of it in terms of a serious, a little bit like Full Metal Alchemist, but more Miyazaki style. Not so much that anime style manga, a little more, I would say, Western, whatever. And I mean, Miyazaki is pretty much balanced there of using French environments and Swedish, I think, even he used. So that's what we can do here too, of course. Just create environment there, which I already started doing actually, from Ulricehamn, Bogesund, as it's called in the story, and from different places that I actually, that some of them still exist, but you can easily, you know, like clubs there in downtown Stockholm, underground places, and where he's doing his underground pastimes down in the darkness. And interesting environments that could be drawn, starting with photographs, I guess. And so on. And even, I'm just testing now, even the, thank you for your corporation, could be done the same. That girl who is the awares. Mind hacker, or whatever you want to call them. Could be also that, right? And that whole story on the... The more I think about it, the more I like it. And the more I like the idea of writing the scripts for this, because then I write an outline which could become like a book. An outline for one episode and so on, or one, of course, for the whole thing. Which you would anyway start with, and we just work with it like that, piece by piece. Once I have somewhat... I'm really getting into production details here, but I think it's good. Once I have somewhat managed to create a kind of overall story outline, right? Then I can divide that story up into several sub-stories, which could then exist as different timelines even, or as just a progression, or jumping back and forth, as I thought, then starting with the thank you for your cooperation. And then we follow different characters, and they will have their next story. There are different options there. But I'm just now tasting it, imagining it, in it, and feeling it in. How does it sound like? First of all, there's a project that can go on forever. I mean, the amount of episodes I can think of right from the top of my head now. I mean, we're talking like 5 full feature movies. Could easily be 2 hours each. I mean, maybe I'm exaggerating, but I cannot think it would be more than that. So, which means then, well, that's just 10 hours, 20 episodes. But really, if you make it into a series like this, it needs to be much more than that when I think about it. Because I'm thinking book, and I'm then thinking like 5 books, 300 pages each. Which means 1,500 pages. and we can see it like this, that 150 pages is a full feature movie, which will make it 10 full feature movies. Why am I doing that? I'm just trying to get some perspective on things here, that 2040 doesn't really matter, but I'm just picturing things a little here for myself. Can I see this in my inner vision as a 2D style animation? What would be the advantage and the disadvantage? I really think that the cleanliness artistically of the scenes, where you just, yes, that's what art is for, right? Rather than taking a photograph of something, you can paint it, and if you're good at that, you just only leave that which is important. Remove the rest. That's the beauty of art. So in this time with big Marvel movies and all of that, people running around, Hollywood actors and all of it, maybe this would be an option. I don't know. But I'm now looking at this girl. She's there in some place. She got a job there in that spirit world. And she sits in a room, which reminds me of Hare Krishna ashram. Brahmacharya ashram, there's this floor, and there's someone sleeping there on the floor, and it's very simple, everything, and uncomfortable at first for a newcomer like that. And we can have Bhakta Peel sitting there. And yes, I think also as a director, well, the role of the director is more, it's cleaner what you do. This way, because the writer and the director, I think, would work more closely together. Anyway, whatever. I can see that scene. Done. As 2D animation, and we are getting far from Disney here. I would say we are starting somewhere at the more serious grown-up Miyazaki films. It needs its own style that fits its time and place and topic, so that's up to the art directors I guess, but I can see it possible because we add an important thing there, the artistic quality to it. It's a piece of art, not just a film team working together, a movie, okay, we got to do this scene now, fast, let's go to the next one. And it's all there in a passion situation with this director as a kind of dictator over the whole thing. But it's really a team working, different artistic geniuses are allowed to flourish, and the writer of the story would naturally have a respectable, sane, natural, normal relationship to the creative work all the way through, not as someone you just buy a script from and then bye-bye. So that's also important as part of this. And it would be fairly manageable for someone like me to write, get started writing episodes like this, and then the whole rest of it can just remain under development, undefined, gradually growing into place, into the details as the story goes on. But if we have the bigger main parts of the story already outlined, then we're saving it from going into that crazy direction that often happens with series that get popular, that they just have to produce more and more episodes, although they don't have much more material actually, so they're just making money now, producing useless crap and making fools of the whole show. So in this way, I think that it can be made, let's say if you would make 10 episodes or something, and I don't know let's think in terms of pilot, if you can sell that in to Netflix or wherever, okay, we can make 10 episodes and then see if it works. It's not so much money. Produce it in China, very cost efficient. We know how to do this. Phew. That's actually interesting. And there you go. And you don't need a whole full story done before that point. And then if it's a success, then we just sign a another contract or whatever, or bring in more investors. Which is probably the way to go, or whatever. Netflix buys the whole thing, sure, good. Probably the best. But we have the freedom to tell the story. It's already there. We can give them the outline. They know what they are buying. And we can make as many episodes as they want, basically. And at that point in time, I think it would be quite clear before signing that agreement or whatever, how many episodes are realistic from our point of view of writer. That's pretty cool, actually. It actually seems doable even for someone like me. Hare Krishna.